Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week. Well, hopefully at some point many of us have experienced the joy of God's presence in our lives. We've had moments of fulfillment, abundance. Maybe we wanted to dance for joy. At one Presbyterian church I served, we had an evening service, and one of the elders had such a vibrant prayer life, and he was so full of the Spirit and God's joy that he would stand in the back of the service where none of the other Presbyterians could see him, and he would dance, and he would jump, and he would clap. This was Texas. He had a bit of a Pentecostal side thing going. I don't think he was to say he was 100% Presbyterian. We tend to be very dour and serious. We don't have to be. We're not here, but we can be. We've experienced joy. We experience joy in God's presence. Have you experienced that joy? And then, on the flip side, many of us have experienced what we feel is the absence of God in our lives. We feel alone, depressed, sad. We have wistful, mournful moments. And in pop American Christianity, some people are embarrassed to feel that way. It's surprising how many people, when they're going through a dark time, take a step back from the community of faith. And they tell me, well, I'll come back when I feel better. And my response is, we're here so that you can feel better. Come to church. This idea that sadness and feeling down isn't a part of our faith is really foreign to the scriptures. If you read through the Psalms, you see that it is a part of the Jewish story for sure. A modern story is told of Rabbi Baruch's grandson, Jechiel, who was playing hide and seek with another child. Jechiel hid and waited for his friend to search for him. He waited for a long time, and finally he left his hiding place. His playmate was nowhere to be found. Now Jechiel realized that his friend had not even bothered to look for him, but had just left. With tears in his eyes, he came running to his grandfather. And then Rabbi Baruch also began to weep and said, "That is the way that God acts. I hide, but nobody wants to look for me. That is the way God acts." It's very Jewish. There's a very soulful, visceral feeling, not only of God's closeness, but sometimes that God is far away. This is the sentiment we see expressed in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, which the scholar N.T. Wright essentially sees as one psalm in three movements. It goes like this. As a deer pants for water, as a deer longs for flowing streams, my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you. For the living God, when shall I come and behold the face of my God? My tears have become my food day and night. People say to me continually, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I once went with a throng and led them in the procession to the house of the Lord with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. In verse 9 of 42, he says, I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk around mournfully because the enemy oppresses me? As with a deadly wound in my body, my adversaries taunt me while they say continually, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for again I shall praise him. Chapter 43, vindicate me, O God, defend my cause against an ungodly people, from those who are deceitful and unjust, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you cast me off? Then in verse 3, oh, send out your light and your truth, O God, let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill, to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. Did you know that that level of grief and anguish was in the scriptures? N.T. Wright says, the scholar N.T. Wright says, wherever we go emotionally, a psalmist has already been there. Wherever you go as a human being, wherever you go as a human being, a psalmist has already been there. This particular psalmist appears to have been some sort of leader at the Jerusalem temple. He can remember the glory days of worship and festival singing. Remember, Jerusalem was the center of Jewish spiritual life and worship. There wasn't this idea that you could fully worship God anywhere at this point on the timeline. So if you are far away from Jerusalem, you're far away from the deepest experience of worship on earth that there is. And wherever he is, he feels distant. He feels down. He is destitute. What makes us as human beings feel down and destitute? Well, lots of things. We could do a whole sermon series on that. One of the things that he talks about here appears to be alluding to is opposition. He's praying for some deliverance from something. Have you ever prayed for deliverance? You ever been in a bind where you just can't get out right away and you know you're not going to sleep that night? A friend of mine owns a small business and recently got a letter from the IRS stating that his account had been handed over for enforcement. Those are words no one wants to read. The letter said he had failed to file two forms when he started the business in 2016 and that he would be charged back taxes and penalties now in 2020. Well, my friend tends to be very above board on top of things. He was completely distraught, extremely worried, because he never got so much as a speeding ticket. And he was doubting himself and felt really upset. And he prayed for deliverance. Then about 2 weeks later, he went through his files. He found a letter from the IRS indicating that in 2016, he had forgotten to file those forms. And in 2016, he gave them to the IRS when they asked for them. He had written proof that he had done no wrong. He called the IRS, braved a 45-minute hold time, where a representative eventually confirmed that there were no penalties or errors on his account. The whole letter was an error. He was delivered from opposition. Sometimes we're in a holding pattern with an unresolved tension in our lives. Can you relate to that? That's a time to pray along with these Psalms, 42 and 43. The Psalm also looks forward to the future with hope. It ends on this note in verse 3 of 43. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Then I will go to the altar of God. He's going back. He sees that he's going to go back. Then he'll praise God with the harp. Why are you cast down? Hope in God. I'll praise him again, my help and my God. Sometimes it's difficult to have hope. Sometimes situations are so final. One of the most final situations in life that there is when we have to say goodbye to someone that we love. I was confronted with this as a tween when I lost a parent. We as a church community have said goodbye to some very dear friends in Christ that we loved over the last couple years. When we lose someone we care about, can we look to a hopeful future when we will see them again in God's eternity? Even as we feel losses in this life, can we see signs that there is cause for hope? One of the most emotionally difficult goodbyes for many of us recently has been the passing of Elder Danny Raymond. It has been a very deep and profound and in some ways unspeakable grief, and I feel it's important that we continue to lift the Raymond family up in prayer, as some others in our congregation who have lost loved ones in the last couple years. In the midst of the memorial proceedings, there were some synchronicities, some meaningful coincidences around her passing that reminded me that God has been present with us and that Danny is alive with God, and I'd like to tell you about them. One occurred when I was waiting to leave the memorial gardens. Actually, it's one big synchronicity, but it kind of comes in two acts, if you will. The first act was when I was leaving the memorial gardens after the committal service for Danny. This was the day after the evening memorial, and I was in a caravan with the family exiting the gardens. And this required a left turn onto a very busy road, so it took some time to advance from the cemetery to the road. And I asked the digital assistant on my phone to play some random music. Now, I have a few thousand songs on that phone. I have some Christian music. Most of it is just rock and pop and classical, whatever I grew up with, whatever I owned on a CD, I put it on my phone at one point. So the phone randomly called up something that sounded really heavy and solemn. And I thought, not now. I already feel very heavy and solemn and very sad. So I reached over to the control in my car that could control the phone, and I pressed next, and it came up with another random song out of thousands. It picked a song, something kind of catchy, an acoustic guitar, and it sounded nice, but I had to pay attention to the road. It was my turn to make that left turn onto the road. So the song kept playing in the background, and it took probably like 100 feet before I looked up and saw what the digital assistant had selected. It was a nice sounding song. It was by a rock group from the 90s called the Black Crows, and the name of the track was She Talks to Angels. She Talks to Angels. I thought about Danny. What are the chances that something like that would come up out of the thousands of songs on my phone? But the second act of the story gets better. Because later I got curious about that first track that came up, the solemn one that I skipped. That song was in another language. It was actually a track that I had not listened to through for years, but was in my library from years ago when I was learning how to do yoga and how to teach yoga. And it was by an artist who was a Christian but was raised in a Hindu culture. And as a Christian Hindu, he kept the prayers and the rituals that were still compatible with his Christian belief, and he recorded them. And that song is actually a much-loved chant in India. It's said during rituals in India. It's a blessing in India. It's said sometimes at funerals. It's a song that I can imagine St. Francis of Assisi offering, a blessing, if you will. It's called the Loka Samastha, and it can be translated using a lot of different English words, but I found a very nice translation that reads like this. May all beings everywhere be happy and free. And may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to that happiness and to that freedom for all. And as I read those words, it was almost as if Danny's life was speaking to me. Out of the thousands of tracks on my phone, that poetic blessing, and also She Talks to Angels by the Black Crows, are what God gave me in a moment of sadness and grief, to remind me that even in the case of those who pass away, the most despairing thing, situation that we face in life, God continues to send out love and life and truth. And the truth is that one day in the kingdom of heaven, we will all be reunited. We will all praise God with a joy that is eternal. Thanks be to God. May we pray. Almighty God, we thank you as we gather here today, that you are indeed with us. There are days when we look at ourselves and we say, why are you disquieted, my soul? Why are you so cast down? We remember that a psalmist has been there before us, asking that same existential question. Why is life filled with suffering? Why does the caterpillar have to go into the cocoon when it's so painful and tight and closed in? And yet, dear God, you remind us of the resurrection. You remind us that once again, we will hope. Even in this life, we can hope again. We can rejoice. We can sing your praises. So wherever we are today, dear God, we pray that we might remember life. We go through cycles in life. We go through cycles of sadness and despair. But the whole point of a cycle is to get to somewhere else where we rejoice again. So we thank you, dear God, for the possibility of hope and joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.